to God in the highest. Jesus Christ is born. Praise be to God. Let us stand together as you are able, that we may join together in our call to worship and our opening hymn. God reaches down among us and embraces us with love, hope, peace, and joy. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Let us join the angels singing. Our hearts are singing, glory to the newborn King. Of surprising love, we come this evening to the manger, gazing lovingly on the Christ born to bring hope to the world. Open our hearts tonight as we hear the story anew. Help us to be guided by the light of Jesus Christ, that we may truly feel the power of your hope, peace, joy, and love. In the name of our wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Okay. This is the last time this year. You light these Advent candles.
These candles have been burning as we thought about hope, peace, joy, and love. These are the gifts which Jesus brings to us at Christmas. The waiting is over, and Jesus is here.
Today we light the Christ candle, the candle which represents Jesus. It is the center of our wreath, just as Jesus is the center of our lives. Happy birthday, Jesus.
God, our hearts sing with joy and praise. We rejoice that Jesus came among us by his birth and life. He has shown us that we are your people and that we are greatly loved. Help us to remember Christmas all year long by giving to others the gift of life, hope, peace, joy, and love, expressed in the works of our hands and hearts. Amen.
Joy to the world. The Lord has come.
Amen. Merry Christmas. I'm Allie Hall, the Director of Family Ministries, and this is the time all of our children are invited down for our children's moment. Watch out for the candles. Very close to fire. Okay. Jackson, why don't you go ahead and open up our bag for us? I've got a hint for this one, though. You should have already seen it. That's special for the bag. What is it? What is it? A birthday hat? No. It's a what?
A crown.
It's a crown. You guys have these in your worship kit, too. I already went ahead and I decorated mine. That might just be trash. Oh, there is something else in there. That's not part of it. Yeah, this is what we're talking about today. This is a crown. Have you ever seen a crown in real life? Even on TV? Yeah. Who wears crowns? Kings and queens, royalty, right? Royalty wear crowns. Princesses, prince, they wear crowns. Now, when I see a crown on TV or I hear about a crown in a book, I think, oh, that person's important and I need to pay attention, right? Because, like, they've got a big, shiny, gold, sparkly hat on and my attention goes, whoop, I got to pay attention to that person, right? Now, what does my crown say? Who can read that? Jesus is king is what it says. When Jesus came to earth, was Jesus wearing a big shiny crown? Was he born in a castle? No. Look behind you. Does that look like a king? No. Have you ever seen a prince or a princess born in a thing that looks like that?
A manger.
What is it?
A manger.
It's a manger, that's right. And that's what's so amazing about the Christmas story, is that even though Jesus is the most important person to ever exist, he didn't come to earth in a big, fancy, shiny, important way. He came in a way that was quiet and gentle and very human. He was a baby, that's right. He came to earth as a baby. And that's why we celebrate Christmas, because Jesus came for us in a way that was humble and kind, even though we know Jesus is God's son, and Jesus is king, right? He's bigger than all the more important kings in the world. He's more important than them, right? So that's why we celebrate Christmas, and that's what we're going to celebrate tonight with you guys. You have your own crowns to decorate, however you want to decorate, because you were important to Jesus. You are so important to Jesus, he came down to earth to be with you. So we're going to head back to our seats now.
Christmas, the birth of Christ, a time when we as followers of Jesus come together to remember the gift of Jesus' birth and his great love for us. During this season, we as a body of Christ unite with our Advent outreach offering, which supports our internal ministries, buddy bags, Helping Hands non-food pantry, and Community Cafe. They all live due to your generosity and vision to help those less fortunate than ourselves. To meet the budget, we've made changes throughout the year. During these adjustments, we were pressed to decrease services twice and adjusted our purchases to meet budget on other occasions. We diligently compare prices to purchase at the lowest cost. The outreach team has sought and obtained assistance from external sources as well. God blessed these efforts, and we give him thanks. As we are reminded in Scripture, with God all things are possible, Matthew 19:26. Our mission is also made possible because of those who hear and obey his leading. Thank you to all who share a heart for these ministries and support them in prayer, praise, finances, and hands-on help. Thank you for your continued contributions as a new year brings both known and unknown challenges. With your continued assistance, these ministries will live and thrive. Matthew 25:40, I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. God bless you.
Oh, Bethlehem, how still you are.
Let's pray. Glorious God, we sing with the angels to celebrate the tremendous gift of your Son, Jesus. You give us wonderful joy and peace in our Savior. As we give our offerings, we ask that our lives would reflect your joy and generosity. We pray through Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Our gospel reading tonight comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 3 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for this baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you. from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity.
A reading from the Old Testament, Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 4. But you, O Bethlehem, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel, whose origins are in the distant past, will come from you on my behalf. The people of Israel will be abandoned to their enemies until the woman in labor gives birth. Then at last his fellow countrymen will return from exile to their own land, and he will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. This is God's message for us today.
O little town of Bethlehem, a song that we've sung tonight, a song that we sing at every Christmas that we get together, a familiar carol written by Philip Brooks, and it was inspired by his visit to Israel in 1835. And in 1835, when he visited Israel, he went there specifically to celebrate Christmas Eve. He rode a horse from Jerusalem to Bethlehem that night, Christmas Eve night. And they were, of course, looking at the stars as they rode along. And when they arrived at Bethlehem, there they found the campfires of the shepherds that were still likely in the same pastures as when Jesus' angels appeared to them on that first Christmas Eve. And there they visited with the shepherds until it was time to go to the worship service, which actually started at 10 p.m. that night. Now, fortunately for you, we will not follow that tradition. They worshiped from 10 p.m. until 3 a.m. You're not going to be here till 3 a.m. But it was that time of being and experiencing in Bethlehem what inspired him to write, and he wrote this for the children of his church when he returned back to home. And that is what we sing today. But Bethlehem? Why are we singing about a place? We ought to be singing about Jesus Christ, right? O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Bethlehem, why Bethlehem? You know, we could say, why any place in Scripture? Did you know that in the United States alone, there are nearly 62,000 places that are named for places in the Bible? We even have a Bethlehem, Indiana. It's down on the Ohio River in Clark County. Those names are everywhere. And we look at those names and we remember, because at Christmas time, it transports us back into that time. That time of Christ's birth among us. Now, Bethlehem wasn't just a brand new city at Jesus' time. It had existed for thousands of years, and it was basically a town of shepherds, the lowest of low in the stature of people in the community. That's the place. Even during Jesus' time, that's what Bethlehem was. It was Palestinian, even then, early. They were not Jewish folks necessarily. They were shepherds. Arabic shepherds. And in this town, so it had a very low stature, and even though it was on the way to other places, it would not be a stop to make. People kind of avoided Bethlehem. But it was very close to Jerusalem. But its history wasn't celebratory. There was nothing remarkable about Bethlehem. And yet, it was in the Old Testament, 700 years before Jesus was born, that Micah writes in chapter 5 that Bethlehem is where the Messiah is going to be born. In Bethlehem, in this place of nobodies. A Messiah, a king, was going to be born in the midst of those people. Nobody would be beneath Jesus Christ. He came for all. And Bethlehem was originally named. It kept its name. Many of the names of places throughout Scripture change. Bethlehem did not. And Bethlehem's name means house of bread. And meaning house of bread at that time, it was fertile fields within Bethlehem. It was a good place to be able to graze sheep. And so it was called a house of bread. There was food available in Bethlehem for people and for their livestock. There were low hills, and on those hills they could farm. They could raise food or collect it. We hear in Scripture, in John's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not hunger or thirst again." Jesus Christ, the food for our soul. And then Bethlehem, the home of Ruth. Ruth was a great grandmother to King David. Ruth met Boaz there in the very same fields that the shepherds would have been in, those campfires that they set around as they were watching their sheep at night. The very same fields. Ruth is 10 generations grandmother to Jesus Christ. That's the line of David. That's the whole reason that Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem. They were related to David. They were related to Ruth. And Bethlehem became known as the city of David. You see, David, before he was king, he was a shepherd in Bethlehem. And God sent Samuel there and made him the king. And that's Jesus' family line. Pretty powerful, but I think the most powerful connection for us of why we sing about Jesus being born in Bethlehem, why God planned that all to happen that way. Bethlehem is where the lambs were raised that were sacrificed in the temple in Jerusalem. Let that sink in. Bethlehem is where lambs were raised. The Lamb of God was born in the place where lambs for sacrifice were raised. That's why there were so many shepherds there. One reason, they were put to work by the temple to raise those lambs for sacrifice. Little known to them, the babe of Bethlehem, the Lamb of God, would be born there too, that he might save us all from our sin. That's the gift that comes to us in Bethlehem. There is a legend that comes out of there. It tells about a woman who lived just on the outskirts of Bethlehem, kind of on the dusty road as you went into Bethlehem. And she was known by the whole village as a meticulously clean housekeeper. And the legend says that one particular night there was a late night knock on her door. And it was three very regal men. The wise men. They had come to her home and they had said, "Can we stop and rest in your home? You see, we're on our way. We're following the star. We're looking for the child that was born to be king. We're looking for Emmanuel, God with us." And she said, "Why, sure, you can come into my home. You can rest." And as they were leaving, they said, "Will you come with us? We want you to go with us to see this babe of Bethlehem, this miracle of God that has happened in Bethlehem." And she says, "Well, you know, I really have to clean my house. I have to get it ready. It's pretty dusty and dirty from all of you folks coming in, and after I get it cleaned, I'll come. I want to see the babe of Bethlehem." And they said, "Well, just follow the star, and you'll find him." And so she got her house meticulously cleaned hours later. And when she went out, it had begun to rain. She had a little straw doll that she had made for the babe. And she walked, but the clouds and the rain just covered up the star. She couldn't find it. And her rain became mingled with her tears. And legend says every year, she goes house to house, wherever there is a child, and leaves gifts for the children, that one of them might be the child she missed, Jesus Christ. I invite you this Christmas and this year to come, don't miss out on Jesus Christ. Don't miss all the glory that he can bring into a life. And if you have Jesus Christ in your life, you can be closer, but you can do what the shepherds of that town of Bethlehem did. They told others. So let the song that we're going to sing, "Go Tell It on the Mountain," be our declaration of what we will do to share this good news. Let us sing together. I invite Ryan, Marilyn, and Dwayne, who will be assisting me in sharing the light of Jesus Christ with you. I invite them to come forward. As you share the light, the candle that is lighted remains upright. And so you simply turn your candle to another, and they will light their candle off of yours as you keep your candle up. The light of the world comes to you. A Christmas psalm. Praise God for Christmas. Praise Him for the incarnation, for Word made flesh. Tonight I will sing praise to the Father who stood on heaven's threshold and said farewell to His Son as He stepped across the stars to Bethlehem and then Jerusalem. And I will sing praise to the infinite, eternal Son who became most finite as a baby, who would one day be executed for my crimes. Praise him in the heavens, praise him in the stable, praise him in the light, praise him in your heart. Go with all the love and the hope and the peace and the joy that comes at Christmas for all. Amen.